So,
yeah. Can chanting, group chanting for world peace, does it have effect? Yes, definitely. Individual chanting? Yes, definitely. When we chant the holy names, basically, it acts at various levels. At the first level, it acts to elevate our own consciousness. We become purified, we become elevated by that. And as we become more purified, then we make more constructive contributions in this world. Rather than being parts of the problem, we become part of the solution. Along with that, just the chanting of the names, it sets off spiritual vibrations in the atmosphere. And these spiritual vibrations also have positive effects on others. So, certainly if we see problems in the world and we feel inspired to chant more, pray more, then that's a very noble desire. So we can, ultimately, inspiration cannot be legislated. So some people may actually feel inspired to do something. They may feel that, okay, I want to raise people's, help in raising people's consciousness by sharing a spiritual message, by sharing spiritual culture. Others may feel, I can assist in raising spiritual consciousness by just chanting more. So whatever way we feel inspired to contribute, we can contribute. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially in the later years of his life, he was a high court magistrate, and he was quite a activist kind of person, where he did a lot of work for reforming the society of his times. But as his body grew old, then he just focused on chanting. He would chant 64 rounds every day, something more than that. Hours and hours he would chant. And his vision was that the chanting of the holy names was setting off holy vibrations in the ether, and that will benefit society. That's also something very wonderful, and all the more so if a group of devotees can come together and do that, then that can set off very powerful vibrations, which at a subtle level will benefit people and contribute to making a change. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yes.